Well, hello there, children of the Most High. This is Sister Hester Reed, and I am filling in for Shay Renee today, and I am so happy to be here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Shay will be calling in today, but it's going to be Sister Hester Reed and the Country Queen. Country, how are you doing today?
Well, hello there, sister. I am doing awesome, and I am always, always happy to be here, and I am excited about how you're going to run the show.
Well, sister, I am excited, too, because I don't know what the hell I'm doing, but we're just going to wing it until Shay shows up. Hopefully, it won't take a long time, because you know I ain't never did this before. And so, anyway, I'm going to try to hold myself. I pray, I ask the Lord, Lord, hold my spirit. No, let me get colder. And so, Lord, keep the word. Keep the word, Lord. See, I'm trying to get colder right now. See, the Lord ain't good. You got to keep the word, Lord. See, it's like fire. Sister. Sister. Okay. I'm good. I'm good. Okay. Now, it is April the 10th. 2018. We done made it again. I another year. I mean, I'm excited. Aren't you excited? Don't you feel like you're getting younger? You feel like you're getting old. I feel like I'm getting younger, sister. What you feel like, Cody?
Well, sister, you know. Hey, as long as we're together, you know we're going to be getting younger together. And I think that age is just a state of mind. And the older I get, the more I realize it. And I'm enjoying it. Me and my husband, we are growing old together every day. Well, actually, we're growing younger together every day.
Well, I think that's the way you ought to keep it. I tell you, I had a great time this past Sunday at church. But I can tell you what. Before we go into the stuff that she told me to talk about, girl, let me tell you about this. All right, so the preacher kept going and going and going. Girl, I'm talking about he preaching a sermon, honey. I'm talking about he just killing it. Girl, and I'm talking about, boy, the spirit just going up. And he's just preaching that word. And girl, his teeth started coming out. I told Pastor, I don't know how many times, Pastor, you're falling flat. The politics stuff didn't work. I use it all the time. My teeth don't ever come out. And I talk all the time. I yell. I start fights. I do all of that. And my teeth don't ever move. And then I mean, literally, my husband got to help me pull out my teeth at night. That's how good that polyflex stuff works. So I tell Pastor, you didn't drink that stuff. Pastor don't listen to me. So he got in the preacher, and his teeth friend came out. And we ain't know what to do. So anyway, I sit up there and start praising the Lord so that the people in the congregation wouldn't know the Pastor lost teeth. And you know, you can't preach the same with your teeth in. That you can preach with your teeth out. And so we couldn't really understand Pastor once he lost his teeth. But then Pastor White came and she helped him put his teeth back in. And then we was able to understand Pastor. And then God, we just had a glorious time, honey. I tell you, the Lord moved. He sure did. He sure did. Yes, he did.
Well, so it sounds like you just had it all sometimes. But I don't know if I can keep myself together now if I saw the teeth slide out. I mean, did they fall out or did they fall out? Or I'm just curious to know. You got a visual in my head.
Well, he was like, in the line, and that's how it went. So it's like, in the line, and they just fell out, and I saw it. Because I was like really into what he was saying, because he was preaching, girl. And then I saw that, and I mean, I just heard the Lord say, God started a commotion. So I just got up, and I just let his spirit hit me. So when nobody know that Pastor lost his teeth. And I gave Pastor White, First Lady, time to get his teeth back and help him and stuff. So, you know, we got to cover the pastor. Got to cover him. So I was helping cover.
Well, sister, you did an awesome job, and I'm proud of you, and I'm sure the pastor and his family was proud of you. Yes, you covered him. You covered him.
Yes, girl. That's why I say you got to use that polyflex.
I know I use it. I'm faithful, and me and my husband uses it, and I'm telling you, it is a winner. Yes, it is. I tell you.
I know. So, anyway, so that's what I did. So, Coach, what you do for the weekend?
Well, I just basically rested at the house this weekend. You know, me and my husband, we have been traveling a lot, going and teaching people about relationships and coaching news and relationship news and helping relationships around the world. And so we were just at home this weekend, and we just enjoyed just having some quiet time, just spending time together, and it is just us. And so that's basically what we did, just rested.
Well, that just sounds awesome. That's just awesome. It's always a beautiful thing when couples and loved ones can spend time together. I tell you. All right, now, I think I'm going to play some music. Yes. And then we're going to come back after that because she said play some music. But we didn't say what she talked about. First of all, we did our whole thing. So when we come back, we're going to follow what she told us to do. And we're going to go by allies. And then we're going to come back after this. Play the music, DJ. You know what to do. This is Ray.
Patient, don't you be late. I'm here to tell you about the good news. There's something about the path that makes you sure. Wisdom has built this house now. Integrity will bring your pride out. If you know how to pray the situation out. Folks together for some church, y'all. Some good music and prayer service won't hurt y'all. Even if you don't believe in the preacher, it's bound to be a few things he can teach you. Man ought to always pray and not faint. I dare you to get
Now, you might be standing next to somebody and you don't know what they've been going through. But when I think about the goodness of Jesus, woo, I'm about to have church right by myself. Is that all right? I want you to lift your voice and talk to the person next to you and guarantee them that prayer.
Y'all did great. I am so happy that you guys are here today. And hey, I hope you guys are doing great. That song, it just spoke to me. I'm sure it spoke to all of you all. I love to play music that sends a message that prayer still works. If you cannot trust and believe in anything else, prayer still works. God is still on his throne. He is still reigning supreme, even in the midst of your doubt, in the midst of your you don't know where you're going, you don't know what tomorrow holds. I promise you that if you have the faith, and it didn't take much, I'm a witness. A lot of times I don't have a lot of faith to believe God is going to bring me through whatever I'm going through. A lot of times I have to encourage myself. A lot of times I have to make myself believe, talk to myself in the mirror about what God has promised me, what he has spoken over my life, my destiny and my purpose, my legacy. And sometimes even David said that I had to encourage myself. And sometimes you may not have somebody you can call. Sometimes you may not have somebody that'll call you up to encourage you. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. And that is the thing that I have realized in my battles and in my trials, is that I cannot depend on nobody to encourage me. I have to encourage myself. If you want what you want in your life, don't wait around for nobody to encourage you. You have to encourage yourself. Life, happiness, joy, peace, all of this is a choice that we make. And once we make that choice, we stand firm on that choice. And I promise you that everything that has hindered you, everything that has brought doubt, everything that has brought you to question yourself, for you to doubt what God has called you to do, and you doubt what God is directing your path. Honey, let me tell you what God has been speaking to me. You have faith, little as a mustard seed. Doesn't take much. And I'm a witness. A lot of times, I don't have a lot of faith. A lot of times, I look at my circumstance, But how many of you know that that which we see is temporary and that which we don't see is eternal? So I'm Shay Renee. I hope this word motivated you. I hope the music motivated you. Know that prayer still works. God, he still loves us. He's still reigning over the world. And, hey, he wants to bless us, okay? That's his job. He wants to bless us, okay? He loves us. He loves us with an unbelievable love. We don't even understand the love he has for us, you know? And I look at it, and I'm just like, wow, somebody loves me that much. And some days I don't even think I deserve it. Anybody else feel like that? Sister, you feel like that some days? Yes, I do. Yeah, because you know I'm jacked up now. You know, Sister, jacked up. I'm jacked up too, sister. Well, you know, I'm jacked up too now. Well, hey, it's a show full of jacked up folks. All right. Well, at least we ain't trying to be perfect. So I think that, hey, if we jack think that that's all right, because we're striving for perfection. We're striving every day to become better than what we were yet the day before. So anyway, this is Shay Renee and friends. Hopefully you guys, it was motivated. Hey, this is Tuesday Motivation. We brought you the verdict. Prayer still works. Encourage yourself, all right, knowing that you have a faith. You just have a little bit of faith. You just have a little bit of faith. Just a little bit. That's all you need for God to move in your life. Just a little. Just a little. And he knows how we are. That's why he said, just give me a little bit. You know, that's the funny part. He tell you, just give me a little bit of faith. I know you ain't got no faith. I know you can't see your way out of this. I know you don't know where to go. I know you don't know what to do. But if you have just a little faith, just a little. You believe in me just a little. Watch me move on your behalf. And sometimes we just have to believe a little for God to open up and move in our lives. And so I thank God for being able to air tonight, guys, because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to go live on the show. But, hey, I was able to go live on the show. It was his will, it was his plan, and hey, it was his design for me to go live on the air and to bring motivation, all right? And I've got faith as little as a mustard seed right now. And a lot of you all don't even know what I'm going through, and a lot of things you don't even know what I'm dealing with. Stand firm. And if you've ever read the book of Job, Job was an upright man, but he was protected by God. And the devil roamed to and fro throughout the earth, seeking who he may devour. And God suggested his servant Job. And the devil came in Job's family from everything, from his land to his children to his spouse to everything, his body. And the devil wanted him to deny his faith that he had in his God. And everybody around him, family, friends, everybody around him wanted to deny him. But Job stand upon his belief and upon his convictions that God was real and that God had blessed him and God had given him everything that he ever had. And he stood firm regardless of what he went through. He stood firm on what God said and what God promised. And if you read the story of Job, God restored everything. And not only did he restore everything, he gave Job double. Why? Because Job stood still in what he believed, and he stood firm, and he would not deny God, regardless of what came against him, regardless of what came against his household, regardless of what came against his body. Job stood firm on God, and God rewarded him for his steadfast standing upon the truth. And that is God's word. Anyway, I'm preaching tonight. Shay Renee and friends. Hey, I'll see you next week. All right, Tuesday, 8 p.m. Come, be motivated. And until next time, hey, if nobody's told you they love you, we love you. We love you. Yes, darling, we love you. Yes, we love you. And, hey, follow our website. Follow the show. www.bytdlive.com. That's the show website. Go there, subscribe. We'll be sending out emails and stuff, keeping up with you. You can go on the website, see what's all going on. You're into acting. Hey, sign up. Get some acting classes. We can even do it virtually. So we're doing some things. So check out the website so you'll know. And, hey, you'll get signed up. We're doing some consulting also. So if you need some consulting, you want some wisdom, some advice, hey, go to the website, send me an email, okay? I'll answer your questions. We can talk and stuff. We can deal with some things. I know what God is doing in my life, and he's taking me in a different direction. And so I know I'm going to be doing some consulting on some things. And so I'm definitely opening that door up for that. And so anyway, definitely follow the show so you can get a weekly email. You know when we're live on the air. And until next time, motivate somebody. I love you.